Today on The Travel Guys.
You may be able to use some of your electronic gadgets during takeoffs and landings. We have an update.
Ed Perkins, our premier consumer reporter, joins us to talk about seven travel gotchas that you need to know about.
We are taking you across the country to Charleston, South Carolina, where road reporter Clayton Whitehead checks in.
And a special guest takes us off the continent to Cuba. More details at the bottom of the hour.
And finally, today is the day we begin our second Mystery Spot contest. Clues, prizes, and your chance to win are coming up.
Woohoo! All that and more today with Tom and Mark on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man in the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Ah, yes, it's time to get on with the show. So happy to be here. A little overcast, a little rain this morning, but that's okay. It's sunshine and blue skies here with the Travel Guys because, as Mark mentioned at the top of the program, we're kicking off the Mystery Spot contest. So you be listening. We'll have more details coming up in just about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we had some fun with this when we first did it 2 years ago. Sent a lovely couple to Hawaii, and we would love to send you there or to see Broadway shows in New York City. We are going to have some more details for you coming up in just a few minutes.
And there was a runner-up. There's a runner-up prize as well.
Yeah,
there, huh?
Two round-trip tickets on Southwest Airlines, anywhere that Southwest Airlines flies.
Every week when I come here, I want to quit this show.
This is very important.
So I can play.
This is very important, though.
Yes.
What? You are only eligible to win the grand prize if you register online. You can win the weekly prizes, but you cannot win the grand prize unless you register online. You need to go to travelguysradio.com. All you have to do is enter your email address or like us on Facebook, or do both. It'll make sure that you get an extra clue every week to give you a head start on our listeners, give you a better chance to win.
All right. More about the mystery contest coming up, but right now, as we always do, let's jump into the travel news. Brandon, here's the travel music with the Mark Hoffman Quartet. Now here's Mark Hoffman, ladies and gentlemen, with the travel news.
Ah, European airline is banning passengers from exit rows if they won't pay extra. Now get this, Tom. On Ryanair, you know, that wonderful European discount airline, if nobody buys the exit row seat, it goes empty. And they ask the people in the rows in front and behind if they will be willing to assist in the case of an emergency. How does that make you feel?
Not good.
The seat
goes
empty. If nobody buys the seat, it goes empty. So we'll see how European aviation regulators like that. The FAA is taking a fresh look at in-flight electronics. The government is taking a tentative step towards making it easier for airlines to allow passengers to use personal electronic devices such as tablets, e-readers, and music players during takeoffs and landings. Mobile phones and smartphone devices will not be part of the agency's rethink on the issue.
I have a friend who used to work right here in this building, is in Chicago now, and he works with the company that installs a lot of electronic equipment on planes. Mm-hmm. And that conversation came up, and the question was, does it really interrupt? He says, no. It doesn't interrupt anything. He doesn't understand why there is even a rule.
Well, you know what? We have travel, sports, leisure, vacations director of technology, Ryan Quinn, and we'll get him on the program next week, and we will find out from Ryan whether or not these things really do interfere, because Ryan has a theory on all of this, and I think he has some information that will help explain it. The New York Times explains, writing to certify that the safety of an electronic device for safe to use before below 10,000 feet, the airline would have to test each version of a single device before it can be approved by the FAA. For example, if the airline wanted to get approval for the iPad, it would have to test the first iPad, the second iPad, the new iPad, each on a separate flight with no passengers on the plane. And the same would hold true for each version of an e-reader, a music player, and so on. So we'll see. We'll have an update for you next week. Hyatt Hotels has cut ties with four airline programs effective March the 15th. The four programs: Aeroplan, Alaska Airlines Mileage Plan, Frontier Airlines Early returns and U.S. Airways dividend miles. Among North American programs, these are not the largest. After the change, Hyatt will still have relationships with 31 airline programs, including those of the four major U.S. carriers. This, of course, Tom, is kind of important to people who have airline, who have frequent flyer. If you go into a hotel, you have an option of getting the hotel's points or airline miles, and many people choose to get the airline miles. Now you will not be able, or to get the points, now you will not be able to get miles at Hyatt from those four airlines in the future. And finally, here was some big news in Sacramento yesterday. We had a gentleman arrested with four loaded guns in his carry-on bag.
Okay.
What is going on? I flew into town about 4:30, and I wondered why everybody was humming at the airport.
Yes.
And that would explain it. A Montana man was arrested after he tried to bring four loaded guns through a security checkpoint and is being held without bail, the sheriff's office has said. The suspect is Harold Waller, 45, arrested Thursday afternoon at Sacramento International Airport after they found a firearm inside his carry-on bag. When they searched his car at the off-site parking lot, they found eight more firearms, several of them loaded. Thank you, TSA. Sounds like, for all the criticism, they might have been doing their job on this day.
Right, and I don't think this is going to be one of those cases, oh, I just forgot I had these with me.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a wacko thing.
U.S. Airways is looking to acquire American Airlines out of bankruptcy. It is in talks with creditors for American Airlines about a possible merger, a deal that would reduce the number of major big national airlines to just three. You might want to ask Southwest about that. They would probably consider themselves a major national airline. According to published reports and industry analysts, U.S. Airways has put forth plans to take over American, which is in the process of restructuring its operations through bankruptcy. The goal, according to a Bloomberg News, is to complete a deal before American's parent company exits bankruptcy proceedings. AMR, which filed for bankruptcy protection in November, recently received permission to extend the filing deadline for its reorganization plan until September the 28th. Also, U.S. Airways has been buying up internet domain names reflecting a potential merger. And finally, we have a new hotel booking service similar to Hotels.com and Expedia, but this one offers a money-back feature that could save travelers some cash.
I like money back.
You do?
Yes.
This is called Tingo, and the way it works is that if you book with them and your hotel rate goes down, they automatically rebook you at the new rate. Now, we'll see. Tingo's, according to some of their statistical research, hotels dropped by an average of $46. 218 hotels in New York City last month dropped by an average of $46 after booking. And the cost of a two-night stay at the Wynn Las Vegas dropped by $519 during that stretch. So if you book through Tingo, then you will have the opportunity, perhaps, if the rate drops, to get a rebate. Maybe I will give that a try.
It'll be worth it. You know, they're obviously got plans and a strategy to get the absolute lowest rate so they don't have to give money back.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. Well, way better,
check it out.
Way better and cheaper to give it away up front than on the back end. All right, coming up after the break, we have the first clue in our mystery spot contest to give you a little bit of a head start. We'll be taking calls after the bottom of the hour. Also joining us is Ed Perkins to talk about seven travel gotchas, things that you want to avoid when you travel. We are the Travel Guys. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, give me the detail. Before we get to Ed Perkins, let's have some fun with the Mystery Spot contest.
All right. It's going to start right after the bottom of the hour. The first clue for today's Mystery Spot, what you're going to try to do is figure out where we're talking about. This is a place in the United States. Mm-hmm. First clue, I am a destination within a national park. First mystery spot clue, we're looking for the name of a place. It's a destination within a national park. We'll have some more clues, and don't call yet. We'll tell you when to call. I'm a destination within a national park. More clues for the mystery spot contest coming up. A $50 American Express gift card is today's prize. The grand prize, a trip for two to New York or Hawaii, five nights, airfare. Anybody can win the prizes every week, but you have to be registered to win the grand prize at TravelGuysRadio.com. All you have to do is go there and enter your email address, and that will make you eligible for the big prize.
That's all there is.
All you have to do. All right, let's shift gears here. Joining us online is our favorite consumer reporter, Mr. Ed Perkins. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon.
'Tis a pleasure to hear your golden tones again all the way from Oregon.
How about that? They do carry that far. Don't they?
How's the weather up there in Oregon today? We were sending some rain up your way.
We actually had a little bit of that funny kind of big flake wet snow that melts as soon as it hits the ground.
Very cool.
Ah, okay. So we're sending some more though. So batten down the hatches.
Well, we need it. You guys probably do too.
Yeah, we're pretty desperate for it. I know you folks there in Southern Oregon have had some the same challenges that we have. Ed, I'm calling your attention to an article that you wrote on the 16th of March for Smarter Travel. And
well, this sounds something like of an accusation or something.
No, it's just seven travel gotchas you need to know about.
It's a good accusation.
Ed is talking about seven things that you need to just when you're traveling. He has picked out, and I thought he did a really good job here. And so I thought we could talk about some of them. Ed, you started with documentation.
Yes, I did. And what I concentrated on was stuff that would really throw you for a loss if you forgot about it, not the minor stuff.
Yeah, these are things that you critically need. Is that right, Ed?
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff that when you get to a national border, for example, they say, sorry, you can't get in. And one of them that has caught a number of people is if you've ever had a DUI any time in your life, the Canadians will find out about it at the border and will not let you in unless you go through a process called rehabilitation, which you can do, but you have to do that first.
Yeah, it requires you have to get a document signed and notarized and all kinds of, there are some steps that you have to take. If you just show up at the border, a lot of people don't know this. If you just show up at the Canadian border, especially in today's technology-oriented world, it's real easy for this stuff to get passed along. And if you've had a DUI in the United States, the Canadians will not let you in.
That's right. And the Canadian border offices now have a hot link to the U.S. databases. So this isn't a case that you're gambling, you're rolling the dice. They will check you, and if you've had that DUI, they will stop you.
So don't go to Canada if you've got an existing DUI until you've checked out the Canadian, quote, rehabilitation program.
That's right, and even having taken care of all your U.S. legal requirements doesn't absolve you of that.
Wow, okay, so it's a specific thing that the Canadian government has set forth that you have to do. What is it? Is it like you've got to go to a couple of days?
There are several procedures that you have to to go through in order to be able to be eligible.
Not something you're going to be able to do at the border check-in.
No. You have to do it ahead of time.
All right.
Next on your list here, Ed, was you're talking about passports and making sure it's valid long enough to cover your trip.
Yeah, a lot of countries now say we will not just take a valid passport. It has to be valid for at least 6 months beyond the time you're coming into our country. A lot of people don't realize that. And I think there are a few countries, although I can't name them right offhand, that want a passport that's valid for a year afterwards.
So just having a passport that is good for the length of time you're staying is not good enough. In some countries, they want it valid for longer than your length of stay.
That's right.
So something you need to check that out before you go. Because you might get to the country, they look at your passport, you don't have enough time left on it, they won't let you in.
That's exactly right.
That would be a gotcha.
That would be a definite
That's
gotcha.
A definite gotcha, yeah.
Okay.
The next on your list was visas.
Yeah, I mean, we're so used to traveling to places, Canada, Mexico, Europe, where you don't need a visa, that you sometimes forget that there are places people like to go that do still require visas. So just make sure you've got one before you leave.
And next on your list, Ed, of travel gotchas, you talked about a couple of things involving car rentals.
Yeah. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that many rental deals have some geographic restrictions, both in the U.S. and overseas. For example, I've rented a car in California, as just one example, that said this car cannot be taken out of the state of California except to Clark County, Nevada, and whatever the county is, I don't remember it right now, where Reno is.
Washoe County, yeah.
Washoe County, right. And they won't even let you cross the border 15 miles and come up here to Ashland.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would a rental car company have any idea where I had taken the car once I left the rental car?
Because an awful lot of rental cars these days have GPS units in them that tell the rental car company exactly where you are, even if you did not say you want to buy into their GPS program.
So if you come back and say, gee, I don't know why that bumper got nicked, and the car rental company would say, well, gee, you drove off-road on a dirt road for 35 miles, that might have something. I mean, they would have the ability to be able to tell you where you had been.
Yes, but even if it wasn't that specific, they could say, well, you were in Oregon. And that invalidates the contract. So instead of the $30 a day we are going to charge you, it's $50 a day plus 30 cents a mile for the whole rental.
Wow. And you have a on your list here is something also about car rentals in Europe.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. There are a lot of rent. For example, if you rent in Germany, the rental will probably say it's okay to drive into Austria and Hungary, but not into Bulgaria, Romania, or a number of other places in what used to be Eastern Europe. And even then, there are some even closer restrictions on some classes of cars. For example, some rental companies won't let you drive some kinds of cars into Italy. So, again, you can if you think about it and you get on top of the problem ahead of time, you'll be all right. You can always rent with a company, like go to Auto Europe or something like that, and say, here's where I want to go. And they will find you a rental that is okay. But what you don't want to do, again, is have this blindside you. When you come back to check in the car, they say, oh, sorry, you went to Bucharest on this thing, so your weekly deal is no longer any good. You owe us the daily rate plus miles.
Now, Ed, wrapping up your list here, we've got about a minute. You've got a couple of things specifically that relate to credit and debit cards.
Yeah, the main thing is to make sure before you leave that you've got enough available credit on your credit card to take care of what you plan on putting on that credit card, and then let your bank know what you're going to do so they don't say, oh boy, this is a false charge since it's coming from Bongo Bongo.
And plus, you want to make sure that you've got a little extra on that card, because in some cases, people may put a hold on some part of your credit, and it may not be released for a week or two or something like that during your travel. So you've got to make sure that you don't cut it too closely. Am I correct?
That's exactly right.
And finally, of course, what we always, your last one on your list, Ed, was what we always tell people, Tom, is to make sure you tell your bank when you're going overseas. Call that number on the back of your credit card and say, this is where I'm going and when, and I'll be using the card there so that you don't get there and the card is declined.
Yeah, and these are all things, I say, these are all just beyond minor nuisances. They can really throw you for a loop if you don't know ahead of time what you've done and what you're going to do and arrange for it.
And then, you know, a lot of these things may seem like nuisances but they're there for our own protection, such as the fact that your bank needs to know that you're out of the country, because otherwise it could cost you the other way if somebody is using your card out of the country. And I've known people where that's
oh,
happened.
It happens to me, Thomas, all the time. Phone calls to Bolivia show up on the credit card and the card is compromised all the time. So these are things that really happen. Ed, thank you so much for taking some time out of your Sunday from Ashland, Oregon, to join us and update us on 7 travel gotchas. We appreciate all the good information.
Always nice talking to you guys.
Thank you, Ed. Ed Perkins, our consumer reporter, and when we come back after the news,
it's mystery spot time.
We are going to start giving away a trip to Hawaii or to New York City. It's your choice. Remember, the first clue was, I am a destination within a national park. The second clue, while my name sounds childish, I was really quite the adult prankster. We'll be taking calls to give away a $50 American Express gift card and to qualify you for the trip to Hawaii or New York City after the news.
And we'll be talking with a local, right, all the way from Cuba.
All the way from Cuba. That's coming up next on The Travel Guys, right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Welcome back. We've talked a couple of times on this program about the fact that you can now travel to Cuba. Mark, tell us who we have on the line. calling directly from Cuba.
Calling from Cuba. We have James Lewis from Sacramento on the line with us now. And James, not your first trip to Cuba.
No, this is actually number 20.
Wow.
I've come down here about twice a year for the last 13 or so years, either doing nursing research. I'm an RN, by the way, and I've done nursing research. I've also brought groups that have brought medical supplies and donated them, and we just got back from a clinic today where we donated supplies.
So you are part
of... Much appreciated.
So you're part of the people-to-people exchange, which is the cultural exchange that is kind of reintroducing United States citizens to Cuba.
Exactly. What a lot of Americans do not realize is that the U.S. government is encouraging people-to-people visits. They want Cubans and Americans to get together because they realize it's tough for the governments of both countries to figure things out, so they just say, come on down, meet with the Cubans. And the Cuban government loves to have us. They just want us to come down, spend money, and have fun, and go dancing, and visit some of the great historic areas. Cuba is a beautiful country.
James, they told me in New York a couple of weeks ago, and you kind of backed that up, that the number of U.S. visitors to Cuba has more than tripled over the last year, and that those numbers are expected to go up dramatically again this year. But yet, it's still, you can't just go and buy an airplane ticket and go to Cuba. You have got to be part of an organized group, and you have taken a group down there. Explain that a little bit.
Yes, you mentioned Calc Tours in the past. They are bringing groups. National Geographic, there's just a lot of groups you've probably heard of and many you have not heard of that are getting their licenses and coming on down. And Cubans just love us. They love Americans. And one thing I wanted to stress, that Cuba is a very, very safe country, and there's nothing like wandering around Old Havana at 10 o'clock at night, right downtown, listening to music on every corner and feeling safe, like you're not going to get hit over the head. And most Americans do not realize how safe it is. As far as my group, most of my group are nurses and some other medical specialists. We came down. We discussed the Cuban healthcare plan and as well as delivering supplies to clinics. And we're also able to have free time to see the other sites. You know, we don't have to be working 24 hours. In fact, the hotel I'm at right now is at the beach. So you can come and go to the beach as long as you're with a group that is staying at that particular hotel.
James, tell me, how are you? I'm sorry. Tell me, how are you treated by the residents there? Are you welcome?
Oh, Cubans love us. We've seen American flags flying at our hotels and at some of the shops. American flags are fine. They represent the American people, not the American government. So the Cubans have no problem with us at all. And there's a lot of American connections going back many, 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 many years from before the revolution. But things are rapidly changing now, and you're seeing more and more Americans. And now it's not quite so surprising to see an American or to bump into Americans at the hotels. As long as your people-to-people program with a theme attached to it, you'll be fine.
James, I want to thank you very much for taking a few minutes and the time and the effort and the costs and everything to get in touch with us today all the way from Havana. Thank you very much. We'll look forward perhaps to talking to you again when you get back home about your trips to Cuba. Thank you, James.
Okay, and I do have a website, jameslewisrn.com, for more information.
We'll put a link to it on our Travel Guys website. Thank you very much, James.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. I'll tell you, that Cuba trip is, this Cuba thing is really going to be popular.
Sounds pretty interesting. I just challenge any other radio program to have live callers from Cuba on their program, and that's just nothing I'm bragging. All right, the Mystery Spot Contest is coming up in just a few minutes. Remember, we have already given you clues. I am a destination within a national park. While my name sounds childish, I was really quite the adult prankster. And now I'm going to clue you in on the clue that other folks had who signed up in advance and got this in their email today. I won't do this for you the next weeks, just today. Online and on Facebook, this destination has a connection to the 49ers. So there's three clues for you. 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. The phone lines are open. We'll take your call. You need to be able to identify this destination, which is within a national park.
Now, the thing about Mark I want you folks to know is that he's good at this. He made a point to try to come up with stuff that you can't easily Google to try to get the answer. You know, I have that little silly radio show over at Classic 93.1 on during the weekdays, and I've done some album trivia and so forth, and I'm constantly coming up with stuff that is the moment it's out of my mouth, a couple of keystrokes and you got the answer. So,
well, that's it. If you think you can identify this mystery spot, you're listening out there now. I am a destination within a national park. While my name sounds childish, I was really quite the adult prankster. And this destination has a connection to the 49ers. If all of that starts to add up to you and you'd like to win a $50 American Express gift card and be eligible for a five-night vacation in Hawaii or New York City, call us right now at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530, and we'll take some calls in just a moment. But right now, we are joined all the way from Charleston, South Carolina, by Mr. Clayton Whitehead, our road reporter. Good afternoon, Clayton.
Hi, Mark and Tom. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. Excellent, sir. It's a pleasure. I'm glad you made it. I was starting to worry. I thought maybe you were having a julep of some sort.
Oh, that would be a mint julep. And, those will be forthcoming in just a few minutes after the interview.
Clayton, you're in Charleston, which is one of the great historic destinations of the country. We just have a couple of minutes here. Tell us, you're actually at Fort Sumter, are you not?
I am. I am on a chunk of rock out in the middle of Charleston Harbor where the Civil War began in April of 1861.
Wow.
Beautiful, historic, very historic site. And it also has a California connection. So it's not just your mystery, what is it, your mystery game, but Charleston,
mystery
I just
spot.
Learned, has a California connection.
How's that?
And a baseball connection, Mr. Mark.
What would that be?
Well, guess who was second in command of Fort Sumter? And who fired the first shot out of Fort Sumter way back in 1861?
John Sutter.
No.
Hey, you're close. It was none other than Abner Doubleday.
Abner Doubleday, the man who supposedly invented
baseball.
Yeah, I think current historical review says he probably didn't invent baseball. However, he certainly should have been remembered for his very honorable service, even if he was for the wrong side. Of course, as a Southerner, I have to say that. But very distinguished service throughout the Civil War and for the United States Army. And, in fact, he was rewarded for that by being buried in Arlington Cemetery on his passing. If you take the tram tour there, you'll go right by his grave, right behind Robert E. Lee's house, I might add.
Mr. Whitehead, you're leaving Charleston and on your way to another favorite spot of yours, Savannah.
I am. Savannah's my adopted hometown. We'll be leaving for there on Monday. But I have to tell you the California connection before you let me go.
Okay.
I just learned today, guess who holds the patent for the San Francisco cable car?
No idea.
Abner Doubleday. Isn't this amazing? We remember him for baseball, which is totally, not probably accurate. And we don't know anything about his Civil War service or our beloved cable cars over there.
You see
in
that,
the city.
You see that, Tom? You listen to the travel guys and look at the information that you can pick up all the way from Charleston. Clayton, have a great trip.
Thank you so much. Y'all take care.
All right. Thank you. Clayton Whitehead from Out on the Road, one of our road reporters checking in from Charleston.
More trivia from my radio show at Classic 93.1.
All right. Let's give one more clue here, and we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to take calls for our Mystery Spot contest. There's a $50 American Express gift card. If you can figure out this destination that we're talking about, I'm within a national park.
Okay.
I have a connection to the 49ers.
All right.
While my name sounds childish, I was really quite the adult prankster.
That sounds like you.
The water is bad, the golf course belongs to the devil, and it rarely rains. Amazing I was built in a place like this. 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530, and we'll take your phone calls right after this break.
There's one thing to travel, it's another to travel like a pro, and that all starts with a visit to Holloway Travel or a visit to PackingLight.net. The thing I'm most impressed with, Mark, right now that John has is special kinds of purses and backpacks and fanny packs and hobo bags that are specially designed to keep the bad guys out while traveling.
Yeah, it kind of looks like not only can you protect yourself, but you can look better when you're traveling. Looks like it's the ladies are getting ready for the summer, and traveling in the summer requires special Sunday hats, and Holloway Travel Outfitters has a very special array of Sunday hats, also an underwear sale, 25% off. You know, travel underwear is really important, things that you can bring out and things that you can clean and that you can hang up.
Or for that matter, they got disposable ones.
I
do believe.
Yeah, well, I've been known to throw them my way on occasion, but that's a whole other story. Holloway Travel Outfitters, if you need anything when it comes to travel, you need to go see Holloway Travel Outfitters. They are on Fulton Avenue between Hurley and Northrop. The best thing about Holloway Travel Outfitters is that you can either go to their store, or if you're too lazy to get in your automobile or gas is too expensive, you can just go to packinglight.net and see everything that they have in their store and even more. Our friends at Holloway Travel Outfitters.
It sounds like game show music to me, Mark.
It does to me. We are the Travel Guys. This is our 2012 Mystery Spot Contest. You know what? In order to be eligible to win a trip for two to see a Broadway show in New York City or to spend 5 nights or 5 days on the beaches of Hawaii, you need to go to TravelGuysRadio.com and register your email address. Now, that will make you eligible for the grand prize. Everybody is eligible for the weekly prizes, which for today is a $50 American Express gift certificate. We have some callers on the line. Let's review the clues first. I'm a destination within a national park. While my name sounds childish, I was really quite the adult prankster. The water is bad. The golf course belongs to the devil and it rarely rains. Amazing. I was built in a place like this. This is a destination within a national park. Let's get some guesses on the line here. Milton in El Dorado Hills, what do you think we're talking about?
You're talking about Death Valley National Monument.
Ooh, that's not quite the right answer there, Milton. That's not quite what we were looking for. Michael in Citrus Heights, what do you think the mystery spot is?
Hey, guys, I think you're talking about Tempe, Arizona.
Michael, not quite. Tempe, Arizona and Death Valley. What do you think, Tom?
If I knew the answer, I would quit the radio show and go to make a phone call.
New York. New York or Broadway. Shall we give, we've got some more callers here on the line. Let's see if we can find a winner. We've got to take these in the right order here. Okay, Judy in Lincoln is the next up. Judy, based on those clues, what do you think the mystery spot is?
Scotty's Castle.
There you go. Way to go, Judy in Lincoln. Scotty's Castle in Death Valley. This is going to make Rick in Sacramento very depressed, Judy. You know why?
Yes, I do know.
He's on the phone behind you.
Oh, no. Is he saying the same thing?
And he has the correct answer. And he had a terrible dilemma whether his answer was going to be Scotty's Castle, or Death Valley, which, as you heard from an earlier listener there, was not the answer we were looking for. So, Judy, you have won a $50 American Express gift card.
Great.
We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get all of your information. Now, the other thing is that in order to be eligible to win the trip to Hawaii or New York City, if you haven't already.
I have.
Okay, good. For our other listeners, go to... Did we lose her? Oh, my goodness. We did. All right. Well, give us a call back at 921-1530, and we'll set you up. But for those of you who would like to be a part of the contest, we have 5 more weeks to go, and we'll have a mystery spot every week. You need to go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and all you have to do is enter your email address. Now, we are not going to sell your address to anyone. We're not going to send you emails every day. All you're going to do is get one email a week that gives you a special clue that will give you an opportunity to have a little bit more information than the folks who are listening to the program.
Now, keep in mind, folks, you can't be shy either. That's going to be another qualification, because if you do win the weekly the contest for the final, we will be bringing in all the weekly winners, and we will actually have a little in studio game show.
Yep,
last year. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of tension, a lot of excitement,
a lot of mystery spot excitement.
So
in the studio,
you better be taking your blood pressure medication.
And think, if you won a 5-night, you could choose. But going to New York and seeing Broadway shows or sightseeing, whatever you wanted to do, stay in a hotel on Times Square, or you could go to any of the Hawaiian Islands and spend 5 nights on the island and just relax. Do whatever you like. Boy, I tell you what, that would be a fairly tough decision.
It would. And now you did explain to them that they do have to take me along.
Well, it is for two. But in order to be eligible for the grand prize, go to travelguysradio.com and like us on Facebook or enter your email address there, and that will give you the opportunity to get the bonus clues that will give you a better opportunity to win.
Can you tell the mystery spot contest. Can you tell, Brandon, can you tell Mark's pretty excited about this, the whole thing, isn't he?
Huh? I think it's kind of cool. We have a lot of fun with it. We did, at least before, our lovely lady up in El Dorado Hills who won last
and,
time.
And so you'll know, as much as I love our radio group here, we do give stuff away on KFBK and have for years, but I don't know if
the only place on this radio station you can win something like this is on this program, Sundays from 2 to 3. All right. In our final minutes here, Thomas, I have a list.
Not another list.
You knew.
Oh, my gosh. Not the list. Okay. What do we have this time?
We have 10 surprising ways to offend people in other countries.
Well,
now, this is on our website.
Is this from personal experience?
No. This is from Carolyn Morris, one of the writers at Smarter Travel, because we are here to make you a smarter traveler. And we have it on our website, so if you would like to check it out there at travelguysradio.com, you can. Never fill your own glass. If you are in Japan and you are thirsty,
yes,
you're drinking alcohol with others, it's considered polite for people to serve each other rather than refilling your own glass. If your cup is empty and you want more, try refilling a friend's, and hopefully they'll decide you need a top off also.
There we go.
Shotgun.
Shotgun?
If you catch a cab in Australia or New Zealand,
right?
You're by yourself.
You get in the back seat. Sure.
Wrong. The driver's going to think you're stuck up. Huh. Solo passengers in Australia and New Zealand should sit in the front of the taxi with the driver.
Now, with that being said, in New York City, and I know you've probably taken a couple of cabs, what would happen if you popped into the front seat? Or could you even get in the front seat?
You might get shot or sit on something rather strange, I'm guessing. Thumbs down on your thumbs up. Keep your thumbs to yourself if you're visiting. Well, wait a minute. You probably aren't going to some of these places. Maybe a few. Iran, Afghanistan, Nigeria, Italy, or Greece. Your finger of approval is basically a local up yours.
Oh, my.
So you're giving the thumbs up to somebody in Iran, Afghanistan, Nigeria, Italy, or Greece? You're insulting the heck out of them. This is really interesting. Don't eat with your left hand. Many cultures that eat with their hands reserve one hand, the left hand, for use in the bathroom. So if you dig into communal food with that hand, expect your fellow diners to lose their appetites in the Middle East, India, and parts of Africa.
I'm not going anywhere near that. You're a lefty, too, aren't you?
Yes, we're both left-handed. USA, not America. I'm from America. If you say this in South America, you're implying that only the United States is America, when, of course, anyone from South America could also be called American. Be more politically correct and tell someone you're from the
United States.
United States. Sure. Yeah, you betcha. If you send someone an even number of flowers in Ukraine, you're not sending the romantic or get-well message you intended. Even numbers of flowers are reserved for funeral bouquets.
Wow, so the old dozen roses is...
If you've got a Ukrainian friend, send her 11 or 13, because those are the best numbers. V is not for victory. You think you're ordering two drinks at the pub with your fingers or wishing peace to someone, but in the United Kingdom and in the Republic of Ireland, you're basically flicking someone off.
Oh, my.
Two fingers with the palm inward is insulting. Flip your hand around so the palm is facing outward to communicate a more peaceful meaning.
Okay.
All right, you got that. No footsie. Avoid pointing the bottom of your feet at anyone in Asia, India, or the Middle East. Feet are considered the lowest and most unclean part of the body in many Muslim
except
for the left hand. Around and around it goes. If you find yourself sharing a pint with a group of Brits or Australians, be sure to know the rules of the round. Don't buy too many or not enough rounds. Not standing your turn makes you look stingy and rude, whereas buying too many rounds makes you a show-off. Also, don't order the most expensive your drink at the pub when someone else is buying, and then water for yourself when you're footing the bill. Everyone sees what you're doing. It's all on TravelGuysRadio.com.
That is such great stuff.
I love that stuff. The whole list is there for you. Next week, we will have a brand new mystery spot contest. You can listen, and we will have a brand new spot for you. If you go to TravelGuysRadio.com and register, we will send you a special clue before the program.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and we certainly do appreciate that. What is it? 1 hour a week is all we ask.
1 hour a week is all we ask. Thank you all for being a part of our program today. Next week, we have a couple of special guests, potential Olympians from the Olympic gymnastic trials that are coming up in San Jose. We're the Travel Guys. See you next Sunday.